Threads of Gold by Adele Gardner. Ariadne, robed in threads of gold, picks at her hem while in her father's court. Unnoted, gold pools at her feet, a glittering stain speckled with blood as she tears her fingers on metal mesh. Each year it's the same. Young men who argue, arrogant, believing their father's wealth makes any difference. Young maids who weep when they find their only treasure isn't worth enough to save them. Ariadne, the princess, the privileged, head bowed in her corner, hidden, while father's eyes penetrate the gloom to find her, his golden star, his actual audience. Each scream in the labyrinth, a pin to hold her here, with nothing to call her own, nothing that is not his. Naked, the last thread severed, she unmakes his gift, changing golden gown to escape ladder, a slim thread strong enough to swing out the window when the moon is high. Naked, on the beach, she has nothing left but herself and this gold thread to bribe the youth who'd slay her father by night while the hungry ghosts roam labyrinth walls. Her father's chambered heart, banging into corners, carooming to barrel down any who would enter here till all thread of direction's lost. But Ariadne bargains, shows the secret entrance below the listening posts where the ghosts walk, their clamor deafening until one staggers, dizzy drunk, and plasters the wall to become a ghost himself. But Ariadne's heart is true. Gold thread does not break like her father's word. She spills out treasure at his feet. Gold, heart, girl. Asks only that he use gold thread to chain the beast, heart's promise binding with sweetness where iron only kills, saving herself and him.